This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Monday that the agency's best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases, and it warns of a difficult period ahead. Dr. Michael Ryan, speaking to a special session of the WHO's 34-member executive board focusing on COVID-19, said the figures vary from urban to rural areas and between different groups, but that ultimately it means the vast majority of the world remains at risk. He said the pandemic would continue to evolve, but the tools do exist to suppress transmission and save lives. Ryan said Southeast Asia faced a surge in cases. Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean were seeing an increase, while the situations in Africa and the Western Pacific were rather more positive. Overall, though, he said the world was heading into a difficult period. U.S. President Donald Trump is back to the White House after being treated for COVID-19 at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump returned to the White House Monday evening after 3 nights at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where he was treated for COVID-19. The president spoke only briefly to reporters.
How many of your staff are sick?
Thank you very much.
The White House doctor, Navy Commander Sean Conley, said Trump will not be fully out of the woods for another week, but he met or exceeded standards for discharge from the hospital. But the extent of the outbreak at the White House remains unclear. Several senior staff members have tested positive, as have several people who attended a September 26th Rose Garden ceremony where Trump announced the nomination of Amy Comey Barrett for the Supreme Court. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.